Hello, and thank you so much for joining me on my fourth episode of Promises Podcast. Today, we're going to just be talking about music, why I'm passionate about it, some of my favorite bands, some of the songs that really talked to me and made me fall in love with music. And I also want to hear from y'all. If you're into music, why you're passionate about it. If you have another endeavor in your life, I want to know why you're passionate about that. Sit back, relax, let's have a good time. This is going to be a shorter episode today, but I love you all and thanks for joining me. All right, so before we get really going, a little housekeeping. I did start a new YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/promisespodcast, no apostrophe in promise. Go there if you want to, and that's where we can really discuss in the comments just our ideas and start talking about these episodes and get to know each other better, because that's really what I want to do. I want to talk with more people. Also, I'm really excited about this. Eric Chow, his podcast is called Eric Chow Empowers. He interviewed me last week for his podcast and the episode released yesterday. I am so happy with how it turned out. He is an awesome host. He asks really good and deep questions. It's a little bit over an hour, and we really just talk about not only music and why I'm doing it and the business side of wanting to do it, but life in general. We talk about traveling, how to be true to yourself, how to get through kind of just like struggling through kind of accepting yourself and dealing with trust and things like that. So it's very interesting. That, I would say that podcast or that episode, you can really get to know me a lot better there. He was awesome. You should definitely follow his podcast because all of his episodes are very informative and valuable. I'm really excited about this episode because I wanted to kind of dial it back, just do something a little bit upbeat and fun. So what I'm going to be doing is talking about bands or artists that influenced me in my younger years, through my teens and in my 20s, and then now. And so we're just going to go through it. I'm going to say a few facts about some of the different bands. And if you know any of these, I'm like so excited. But many of these, I can pinpoint like when I learned to do certain vocal techniques because of these bands. It's really cool. So let's start out younger years. These, I just kind of started thinking about who I remember really listening to and being influenced by at a super young age. The bands that came to mind were Acapella, Petra, Nancy Griffith. Those were like the main ones as a young kid that I really remember. Acapella and Petra were both Christian male vocal groups. Acapella, as the name of the band describes, there were no instruments. It was just the vocals. And what I love about them is that I think this is where I learned to harmonize, because from a very early age, I automatically knew how to do harmony pretty damn well. And so I know it came from listening to bands like Petra and Acapella. So thanks, Mom and Dad. So Acapella started like back in the 80s. I think they started... Let me see. I've got some info here. They started in 1982, and it was just a band of five dudes, and they made Christian music, mostly like from scriptures, and they did major harmonies because, like I said, there were no instruments. Petra, like I have their songs. I still listen to some of their songs because they bring back those warm, fuzzy feelings like of when I first heard them as a kid. But they started in the freaking 70s. They started in 1972. Like, that kind of blows my mind. But I remember their music really well. And their harmonies were so beautiful. And it was four men. And there's one song. Don't let your heart be hardened. Don't let your love grow cold. May it always stay so child, so child. Like, I could just go on and on. I love their music. Then also Nancy Griffith. I'm so excited about her. So she is kind of an Americana singer-songwriter.
I'm pretty sure my dad was more into her music and maybe introduced my mom, but it could be totally the other way around. But I just remember listening to her records because there were records. That's how it was when I was like one. You had freaking records. There were cassettes too, but it was records. And like again, that nostalgic feeling when I think of her music. Like if you have a chance, if you can appreciate music that maybe you don't always listen to or from like back in the day, go check out some of her stuff. She's just very cool. Like she is a storyteller through and through. Her songs are just beautiful. Like I want to like start singing her songs. I found your letter in my mailbox today. You were just checking if I was okay. That's a Nancy Griffith song. If you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it. So those were my major childhood bands that I think that, or artists that I think that really influenced me. Now let's move on into kind of teenage years, preteens. Definitely Jars of Clay. Where my, Christian homeschool kids at, Jars of Clay. They were like the rock band. DC Talk and Jars of Clay, big influence though. Jars of Clay, Sixpence None the Richer. Then from DC Talk, Kevin Max. I learned how to do vibrato from that man. Like, I loved him. So DC Talk was kind of a rap hip hop Christian group from the 90s. I believe they started in the 90s. I'm checking this out right now as we talk. I just wanted this to kind of be more of a combo with y'all. So, oh my gosh, DC Talk started in 1987. I told y'all in episode one that that was a good year. That's the year I was born. So they started in 1987, very like generic hip hop rap, but they were Christian, so they had to be a little bit generic to like actually get the Christian parents to let their kids listen to their music. So, Kevin Max is one of the three guys who started in DC Talk. He has this crazy vibrato that he would always do in his songs, and it was so weird because it kind of annoyed me, but then like I couldn't not do it when I sang their songs. And then I just learned, I was like, this is cool. I love doing vibrato. And that's how a lot of the stuff I learned from singing, I learned by just listening and then replicating. I did have classical training from choir and that sort of thing. And I did some vocal training when I was younger and then up into my teens. But a lot of stuff I just learned by listening and replicating it. Also, so Sixpence None the Richer, they have that song Kiss Me that like if you hear like one little like line of it, you're gonna know exactly what it is if you're my age at least. It's so good. They were a huge influence. So a lot of the writing on their I think it was their first album, that writing really influenced me and influenced the kind of my songwriting. Then Jars of Clay, that was another awesome band. Their harmonies and their vocals influenced me a lot. That's kind of all I can say. But if you know those bands, you can kind of probably pick up on a lot of it in my music if you listen to it. Also, and I just have to throw this out there, I can't ignore it. I had my boy band fangirl phase with Plus One, which was, I didn't listen to NSYNC or Backstreet Boys because I was Christian. I thought they were dumb, but I was in love with Plus One, who were the exact same thing, just quote unquote Christian. I loved that band, Plus One. I was head over heels. They were amazing. I loved them. And I actually saw them in concert like 5 or 6 times. And I still keep up. A lot of them still do music. So I keep up and with their music and to follow them on their social media. They're very cool. But moving in, oh, I cannot forget Reliant K. What is wrong with me? So early teens, I got into Reliant K, which was kind of like the punk, alternative punk band. Their music, so Matt Thiessen, the lead singer and songwriter of Reliant K, he, I guess Thiessen, it's his name is spelled oddly, but his play on words, like I grew up reading and writing and loving words. So the way that he wrote songs just killed me, like in the best way. I loved how he wrote and just had puns and like play on words all the time. Early Reliant K, so great. Moving into when I hit about 17, 18 years old, my taste and my depth definitely started to change. And I moved into, I fell in love with Coldplay. Their first album came out in 2000, so I was pretty young, but I don't think I didn't really start listening to their music until like I was 14, I think. So the early 2000s, this is still kind of like teens and influenced me going forward, but Coldplay, I don't care how you feel about that band. I don't care if you hate them, you have no respect, that's okay, I still love you, but that band, I love them. Parachutes, that whole album, you can't tell me it's not good. Like, it is just so good. I know every word to every song on that album. It, front to back, I read that. Do y'all remember, so kind of going off on a tangent, but do y'all remember when, like, you would buy the CD or the cassette and you would get, like, rush home? At least this was me. I would rush home and go up in my room and put it on, and I would open the little booklet and I would read it from start to finish. I just miss falling in love with an album that way, where you go through the entire album. You know, you don't just go to iTunes and buy the one song or the five songs on the album you like. You buy the whole thing and you listen to the whole thing and you read all the lyrics. Like, I miss those days of music. I feel like while it's super convenient to be able to buy the songs you like most, I feel like we totally lose out on what the artist designed their album to tell us. So that bums me out about current music, and just kind of how it's distributed. And I really miss those days of just enveloping yourself in an album the way that the artist intended it to be. Moving on. I also loved and still love to this day Rufus Wainwright. He is just, his music has symphonies in it. It makes you feel like you are like transported to a new world. That's how his music feels. The first time I heard the first album I got of Rufus Wainwright was Want One. And I had been reading Alice in Wonderland for the first time, and I had been having these weird dreams because Alice in Wonderland is weird. It's my favorite, one of my favorite books. But it's super odd. And for some reason, I kept having these weird dreams, kind of like about being in a just strange world, like Alice in Wonderland. Well, I got his Want One album. And if you know anything about that album, if you have it, the first song on there, you turn it on and it's like, and like, it's like this sound, I don't know what it is, but it's like this spiraling down sound that they have where it's like it's kind of slowing down and you almost feel like you're falling into a hole. And I'll never forget, like, that's just seared into my brain that I was like, oh my God, I need to listen to this album while I'm reading Alice in Wonderland. His music is just so cool. It's almost like you are watching a movie with your ears. It's so cool. He's like music royalty. He truly is. And if you have a chance to listen to any of his stuff, do it. Which brings me to Leonard Cohen. I love Leonard Cohen. He is the epitome of, you don't have to be a good singer to be a wonderful artist. He has such an odd voice. He really has such an odd voice. It's almost like he's just talking. But the way he writes, it doesn't matter what he sounds like because the words are so good. There's a song my favorite song of his is called Suzanne. And I am, let me double check this because I'm pretty sure he wrote it. Suzanne Leonard Cohen. He did write it. There's kind of like some controversy around that song. So if you're interested, research it. But so the opening to the song is he says, Suzanne takes me down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. It's just, that's how his music is. Like, he just pulls you right in. And his words are enough for you to just be seeing. You can see the whole world that he's created. My favorite part of that song, my favorite line is, and she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. Like, that's so good. Like, you can imagine this older woman like serving you tea and like giving you oranges, and they're so like exotic because they're from China. Like, this was written like in the 60s or 70s. I just love that sort of storytelling. Like, I just feel like I'm there and I want to be Suzanne. I want to be a gypsy lady. So I love Leonard Cohen so much. Another huge influence of mine, I'm going to kind of go through these faster. These are moving up into who I still adore these people and listen to them often. So I really love, oh my gosh, my mind blanked, Sufjan Stevens. He's so cool. I love the banjo, and he's kind of almost eerie, even though he's such, like, if you saw what he looked like, you'd be like, why is she saying that? But his songs, he writes about kind of strange stuff. You don't really know what he's talking about a lot of the time, but it's so good. And I just love how, like, again, another person who, if you go see them, usually they have like a huge band with them. So I love that kind of thing. Another, I love Kathleen Edwards. She's a singer-songwriter who I feel like my music is very similar to hers. She has a song that just speaks to me, and every time I hear it, I just like, I can just feel the emotion of it. It's called Alicia Ross, and it's actually written about Alicia Ross was murdered. And like disappeared. They didn't know where she was. But she actually was murdered. And the whole song is about her and like what she was feeling, what she must have been feeling when she was killed. And I know that's so heavy, but so many, like, that stuff needs to be talked about. That stuff, the stories need to be told. That's how I feel. And like, so up to today, like 2019, who I really like today, who I listen to often, I don't have that many, sadly. I love me some Beyonce. I love Beyonce. Who doesn't love Beyonce? I love Billie Eilish, her new album. I really like it. There just aren't a whole lot of bands. And I think this all comes down to the fact that we don't listen to music the way we used to. So it doesn't get ingrained in us the way that it used to. I don't have a whole lot of bands that I buy the album and listen to the whole thing and like have fallen in love with them. So if you have some suggestions of maybe some new artists or some bands that I should listen to, I would really like it. And I know as soon as I finish recording, like, all this stuff's going to start popping into my head of like who I love now. But I do love current bands. It's just, there's something about these people that I've mentioned that they're just very special to me and like my favorites right now or forever. I'll give some honorable mentions though. I love Luke Christopher. He's kind of like a mixture between pop and rap hip hop. I really like him. He came up and like produced his own albums, paid for everything. He's not overproduced. He's very cool. I would kind of think of him as like an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurial artist. I also love Chloe MK. She just put out an EP. I believe it only has 5 songs on it. But she's awesome. If you kind of like the pop rock, Fleetwood Mac, kind of like dreamy 80s feel, early 90s, you're gonna like Chloe MK. She's really cool too. And I think for now, that's kind of those are my honorable mentions, the people that I do listen to a lot right now. And like I said, please, I would really like to. I want some suggestions of like people that you're like, you'll love every song that they do, not just like one. I want a band that I can fall in love with and be a hardcore fan and go see them like 7 times in a row. I did forget to mention Kacey Musgraves. I adore her. I love her musical style, her writing style. I love her heart and her spirit. She seems like she's a wonderful person. So that's it. I love y'all, and I hope you enjoyed just kind of meandering with me through music that I love. And I want to talk to y'all more and about music that you love. Talk to me. Go check out my podcast YouTube channel. I'm going to link that below, and I hope that y'all have a great rest of your week. Come back Monday for a little bit more in-depth episode, and I hope that y'all have a great Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hello, welcome back to Promises Podcast. This episode on September 27th, 2019. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for coming back and listening. We've got another interesting topic. I'm actually coming to you from my car on my work, my lunch break from work, because you got to do what you got to do. So there's going to be a little bit of background noise because of the AC. It's Texas and it's super hot here, so there's no way in heck I'm turning my AC off. So maybe it'll just be a soothing background noise. Hopefully not too distracting. But I love y'all. Thanks for joining me, and I'm excited to get to talking about empathy and emotion.